the volume.
Come in on a Friday, cash in five NBA winners in a row. All kinds of fired up just when I was gonna trim the fro and get a haircut from the 6 foot club back to 5'10 and a half with piano posture. We go and cash another one, baby. Give me the DJ Khaled soundbite. We're feeling ourselves on a funky, fresh Friday. Shout out DJ Jazzy Jeff. We're all kinds of cash and W's over here. If you tuned in to the Volume Sports YouTube channel live stream last night with me, had my boy Frank on, had the homie Raheem on of the Action Network, it was a jolly old time. We will be doing that once a week. The rest of the playoffs, shout out to Brums and the homie Fabio on the ones and twos coordinating that. It takes a village. And a live stream village it was. Remember, tail or fade me on Action Network. We are cooking in the lab minus player props. Player props are a roll of the dice in Vegas. But we'll flashback Friday in the building and we're feeling ourselves. We're feeling so good on a Friday. We're throwing on a little Peaches remix. Hi, how are you? But let's get into it because it's all about what we do next. I got four picks for you. We're staying with what we know best, which is hoops. But it is Saturday night, fight night in the UFC 263, Adesanya versus Vettori, the rematch, the middleweight title on the line. I would be remiss if I didn't dance on that in the prop shop section. But let's dive in head first like it's Soak City on the drop-off slide. Here we go with our lock of the day. You wedding crashes, lock it up. No, you lock it up. No, you Vince Vaughn, lock it up. I'm just living the dream. Give me on the road, road trip, old school with it. Pack yourself a Lunchable. I'm going with Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers favored by just a point and a half. Line subject to change. Depending on when you fire, but I'm going with the money line, Monaco. Why wouldn't we? Minus 120 over the Hawks in Hotlanta. Say hi to Julio on his way out to Tennessee. I loved what I saw in game two. And I told you on Wednesday before game two kicked off, you were overthinking it if you didn't want to fire at minus 142. On the Sixers to win this series. I see it crystal clear. We have picked the Nets to win the series, the Suns to win their second series. I am swimming in series like it's the late 90s in New York, my friends, in October, if you catch my Derek Jeter drift. Look, we saw what we saw in game two. I told you, Doc. We also cashed a FanDuel same game parlay with Embiid getting us 25 plus points. The guy was spectacular, literally deserves a free sub at Subway. That's how freaking phenomenal this lad was. 40 points with a labrum tear, torn meniscus, whatever you want to call it. Big friendly giant, the BFG, another Roald Dahl shout out on a Friday. We got no other way to look at it. But the defensive Doc Rivers, Bill Belichick adjustments were evident. Trae Young had himself a record-breaking 25 points in game one in the first half. Homeboy was held to 1 of 7 from three-point land and just 21 points on the evening in game two. Bogdanovich, if I have to see one more Bogdanovich hit another freaking Steph Curry three, I'm going to lose my half Italian, half Jewish mind. But he was held in check too. 14 points on 6 of 16 shooting. That's what Trae Young went as well. And just 2 of 6 from three-point land. Here's what's so encouraging about this virtual heads to tails on Super Bowl Sunday pick'em. You had Herter and Gallinari give you 20 points and 21 points. Herter made his first 8 shots, if you even know who that is at this point. He is the Red Rocket, the Andy Dalton of the Hotlanta Hawks. These boys had 8 threes between the two of them. And the Sixers still won by 16. Spread was 6. Cash it, we'll see at the bank. It's particularly encouraging because, yes, defensively, they shut them down. Philly had more steals. 10, by the way. 10 cookies for breakfast. 8 blocks. Only 7 turnovers to 17. You know how football goes. Defense wins championships. Whoever wins the turnover battle wins. 17 to 7. 10 more possessions. And look, I heard Nick Wright talk about it with Colin. Ben Simmons truly did have himself an impact in that game with only 4 points. The man needs to shoot more, period, point blank. It's the Kendall Jenner breakup woes. Devin Booker beating his Western Conference chest over there, winning that ex-girlfriend war. Clarkson and Kuzma not missing her for a New York minute. But the point is, Philly is now sitting in the driver's seat with the number one offense in this playoffs, more than the Nets, more than the Bucks, 123.1 points a game. When Curry gives you over 20, when Embiid gives you 40, when you get a Tobias Arrested Development 22, shout out Jason Bateman, and Shake, Rattle, and Roll Milton gives you 14 off the bench, that's all you need. 21-point lead the Sixers had at one point. Yes, the Hawks came back. We know that. Basketball's a game of runs. But then the Sixers answered with a 14-point run. They dominated them in just about every category with a better field goal percentage and a 3-point percentage and much better from the line in game 2. I'll take the team that's second in the whole playoffs at a plus 14.7 point differential, and the Hawks are 12th offensively. The number one offense going against the number 12 offense. And what do we know? Two, and yes, I'm still taking Ben Simmons over Trae Young as a better player in the league. Maybe I'm outrageous, but if we do the coward theory, we got 2 of the top 3 players, 3 of the top 4, absolutely, because Tobias Harris is the 4th best player in this series, unequivocally, in the coward, say it out loud, who are the best players in this series, and the Hawks stole one, all right? The Hawks stole a game like Malcolm Butler stole a Super Bowl from the Hawks in the other league. You know how it goes. I'm almost shocked that we're getting a virtual pick'em. Kalinari and Herter gave you 21 and 20. That ain't gonna happen again. Just like I told you, Campazzo ain't giving you 14. These are role players. And I know role players step up at home in the playoffs. But I love that Philly won 3 of the 4 quarters, including coming out, which was an absolute Jeff Schwartz, Larry Locke in the first quarter. 33 to 20. First quarter out the gate, firing like Seabiscuit in the early furlongs. And they made the defensive adjustments. I just don't see a world where the Hawks are winning this series. They're going to have to drop one in Hotlanta at one point. Period. Point blank. Why not be game 3? The Sixers had momentum. If there was such a thing like the Clippers did in game 1 after the loss, it was a good loss. It was a good loss, and the Sixers learned a valuable lesson. And what did they do? They protected home court. They played great team ball. They trusted Doc's adjustments, and that's playoff basketball for you. Lock of the day, Sixers on the Monaco money line over your Hotlanta Hawks, who are cooling down at the BP table. Let's keep it rocking and Wayne's World swing rolling. Moneyline Monaco is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. Plus, for those who want a deposit, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do you play on FanDuel? FanDuel Fantasy is an easy-to-use app. Different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level, compete for top cash payouts, and compete against your friends in head-to-head matchups. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. And FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Go to FanDuel.com /Cowherd to sign up today. That is FanDuel.com/Cowherd so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win. Let's go! So, you're a sports fan. That's why you're listening, baby! But if you're considering getting in on the fun of sports gambling, I want to let you know about a great resource, the Action Network. And I'm all over it, like Revis Island! I'm literally 196 and 145. I'm batting 57% over 300 bets on this app. I have nothing but great things to say about it. The Action Network is where fans go when they're ready to bet smarter and turn a profit betting on sports. In fact, their free Action Network app was recently named the best app in sports betting. With the Action app, you can see the latest picks and articles from Action Network gambling experts, as well as personalities like Colin Cowherd, compare odds from different sports books, and track every bet you make so you always know how your picks are doing. So, if the game means more to you, download the free Action Network app and start betting smarter. And feel free to hit me up, because I'll go toe-to-toe with you, baby, any day, any moment, on any sport. Let's go! We're back to a little dilly-dilly degenerate special. I'm going back to the Suns. And I'm going back to the Suns on a degenerate special. We are getting a point and a half in Denver. We are getting a point and a half in Denver. I can't even believe my Scotty Van No Bad Beat eyes. I'll take plus 1.5 because the money line's only plus 106. Denver favored at minus 124, point and a half. Parlayed with Chris Paul. This man is about to earn another State Farm commercial. CP3 with it, the over on assists, and you can choose 6 assists or 8 assists. All I know is whichever one you want to punch in on this D-Gen special, we're getting plus money. And the other two haven't even paid this well. Put on your SPF 50, Phoenix is cooking. Oh, baby, Denver looks like they are on the outskirts and it's all but over. The NBA MVP wins the award and has to take a pee sitting down again, not giving us at least 25 points. Well, the real MVP, and I did take LeBron, so I'm wrong. Joel Embiid goes ballistic, playing pissed off, dropping 40 that he didn't win the MVP. Meanwhile, you got Jokic giving you 24 and 22 in games 1 and game 2. I told you Denver would not have the role player step up in the way that they did in game 1. The Campazzo double digits of the world. Michael Porter, a phenomenal piece. But you saw in game 2, just like in game 1, yes, the Suns won every quarter, but it was only a 10-point game at half, and that's a lot on the road for a Denver team that's absolutely exhausted, like an unhealthy relationship. But the reality is this. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Ayton, and Bridges in the first game gave you all over 20. In this game, it's like a great team showing you we don't care how we win, we just win, comma, baby. D-Book 18, CP State Farm 3, 17. Bridge over No Trouble Water, Mikal 16, 8 and 15. Crowder with 11, Craig with 10, Saric with 8, and 3 others with 7. I'm out of breath. This is how productive this Suns team was. Nine guys getting involved offensively. It was a rockin' in Phoenix. And this is the second consecutive we are watching Monty Williams simply outcoach Mike Malone. Mike Malone literally on the podium said, "This was an embarrassing performance from myself all the way to the last player. Way to break Wedding Crashers rule number 6 and draw attention to yourself in a negative way, Mikey. That is not how you fire up your squad. I know this ain't the NFL, but that is just not a leader of men kind of sentence." And then let me double down by saying Jokic said they are playing better than us. They are making shots, being more aggressive, finding the open man. It looks real bad out there. We need to change everything. End quote. End quote. Mic drop. Game 1, there was a 16-0 third quarter run for the Suns and a 34-9 run down the stretch. In game two, it was a 10-point game at half. In the blink of a Jay Crowder back-to-back three eyes, 60-43. Then all of a sudden, it's 86-67. Next thing you know, the Suns are up on the Nuggets 31 like they were on the Lakers just another Looney Tunes day ago. I'm telling you, this team, I told you on the series bye, I told you on game one and game two, we're 2-0 in the series. Stigmatism aside, glasses of contacts aside, I'm seeing this crystal freaking clear. I think Denver, who dropped the first game against Portland in Denver, is just done. They're just done. They're exhausted. They know they don't have Murray. This is one of those psychological now edges that the Suns have over the Nuggets. And Chris Paul, I mean, honestly, 17 points, 15 Daniel Dilfer dimes in game two, 21 points and 11 assists in game one. Back to back, in and out, double doubles, grilled onion, animal style. He's going ballistic in the double double chat room. And he had 12 assists in the Lakers closeout game. 38 assists in the last three games. One more, he'd be averaging 13 assists a game. That is Reek-ronculous. I will take the Suns plus 1.5 in game three. And I will take a Chris Paul. Give me at least 6 assists. Do I dare say 8 if you're feeling Austin Powers dangerously, Basil? That's it. That's my D-Gen special. We're going prop shopping. The next time you're watching basketball, I've got the perfect way for you to get in on the action for free. I'm talking about NBA Inplay. It's absolutely free to play on the FanDuel app and features all the fun of live betting. NBA Inplay turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. So while you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcomes of plays and game props before they happen to claim your share of the prize pool. Best of all, a new contest starts every quarter of every game, giving you more ways to win. FanDuel is the exclusive home for NBA Inplay, so the action is always available right at your fingertips on the FanDuel app. The app is so easy to use, and it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. And it doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to, because NBA Inplay is available in every state. Don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app to start playing NBA Inplay today. Oh, let's get ready to Saturday night fight night. Adesanya taking on Vittori, the Italian Stallion round two. They danced in 2018 and it went like a married couple truly in love the whole distance. Middleweight championship on the line. And we have ourselves a huge, huge Adesanya favorite here. I'm staring on FanDuel as we speak, minus 280 on the money line for Israel. Is he? And Marvin Vittori plus 220 as a dog who said he's going to expose Adesanya this Saturday night. But we are in the prop shop section, which means, yes, I got Izzy to win. And it's close, but it's plus money in terms of is Izzy the 20-1 style bender assassin to knock this man out or go the distance. And I'm firing in the prop shop section, Izzy by points plus 155. Here is why. Adesanya off a loss. I just alluded to it. These two went three full rounds. Wasn't a main event at the time in 2018. So they did go the distance. And basically, it went to a split decision. It was interesting because Adesanya easily won the first two rounds. You know how he lands those leg kicks, like putting 25 cents in at your local arcade shop, little tech and three with it. But Vittori has been on a revenge tour since this loss. He has won 5 straight W's. But here's why I like it going the distance, and I got Adesanya winning again. He's coming off a loss, so he's going to be dialed in. He was battled on the ground by a much larger man, Jan, goodness gracious. Bully on the blocked him like the Big Show versus not a man as big as the Big Show in the ring. Vittori, third in the middleweight rankings, is on a mish. Here's what's fascinating. Two reasons two things sticking out to me why this is going to be in a decision and Vittori ain't going down. Since he's lost to Izzy, four of his last five W's have been by way of decision. And the main reason, since I'm looking at Vittori to catch an L, there ain't no Italy Serie A flopping for this lad. He's an absolute savage. But in his four losses in his career, like I told you, 17-4-1 all time in the UFC, all four losses, all four, have been by decision or unanimous decision. Lost in a split to Izzy. That's pretty telling to me. He's never been knocked out. Now, I have done this rationale before where I thought that Usman was going to go the distance with Masvidal because Masvidal, in all of his 10 losses, has never been knocked out, and he got his ass knocked out. But my Italian brethren is going against a guy, Izzy, who in six of his last nine fights have gone the distance, and that includes four of those going five rounds, which is what this main event will be. And Vittori is not known as a finisher. I just told you in four of his last five, let's go even further back. Eight of his last nine have gone the distance. And that includes two main events that went 25 minutes. So if we're looking at it, literally from a betting trend standpoint, six of Adesanya's last nine, check please, have gone the distance. And eight of Vittori's last nine have gone the distance. I got to edge Adesanya. The man's lost one time, and he went up a weight class the only time he lost. He's got his Jay-Z swagger back like he never lost it. I got Adesanya in points, plus 155, plus money Saturday night. If you win, take your honey out to a little yogurt, do I dare say, gelato in Little Italy to celebrate the Italian going down. That's it in the prop shop section for the Saturday night fight night in the UFC. And I just want to sprinkle this in. I have to. Kevin Durant to win the NBA MVP at plus 145. I need you to take a long, long look at this in your player futures mirror on FanDuel. Think about it like this. NBA Finals MVP. Here are the top three. It's KD plus 145. It's Donovan Mitchell plus 350. It's Kawhi Leonard plus 950. Just by process elimination. Because the next three after that are D-Book, Joel Embiid, and Harden. Literally, Donovan and Kawhi will cancel each other out. Devin Booker may get canceled out by one of those two. D-Mitchell or Kawhi. Just by process of elimination. Then you have Joel Embiid fifth. Fifth. You could say to yourself, if you see the Suns winning the championship, plus 1,800, Chris Paul is a gorgeous fire. But Kevin Durant, let's dive in here. Literally, this man is averaging 32 points in the playoffs. He's been absolutely spectacular, top three, with a side of just under 8 boards a game. Listen to Kevin Durant's numbers in these playoffs. He has been phenomenal. In his last five, 32, 29, 24, 42, 39, 26, and 32. The guy is funny. I'm telling you, in 146 games in the playoffs, he averages 29, 7, and 4. If you say to yourself, of the top players, as I went to it, because we're always doing our research, of the top players in the league, in playoff points right now, KD is top three. You know who one and two are? Luka and Dame. They're on the Cancun couch. So if you feel like it's the Nets championship to lose, then I need you to take a long look at Kevin Durant at plus 145. Because I got to be honest, he is the star of this playoffs thus far. And he's doing it quietly. He really is. I mean, he's making Giannis look like an 89 in 2K. I'm zeroing in on this future because I see a world where it could be minus money by the time we get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So that ends today's show. Kevin Durant plus 145. We got the Sixers over the Hawks in game three. We got the Suns with a little CP State Farm 3 degenerate. Same game, FanDuel parlay for you in Denver. We have Adesanya over Vittori by points, plus 155. And we got Kevin Durant. Nice little futures for you, plus 145. Think about it. Think about it over your weekend gambling coffee. Thank you for tuning in. Please, any subscriptions, rates, reviews, let me know. Moneyline Monaco on Insta. Again, we are cooking in the lab, baby, doing our work. Take a lot of pride in these picks. We're still at the 55% table across 7 Sports on Action Network. Check out the picks there. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Make sure to hug your mothers. I'm out.